All right, boys and girls, gather around. It is time for another edition of the John DeVella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome. It is Monday, November 5th, a most merciful election day eve. Yes, the madness is almost over, at least during commercial breaks. Beyond that, well, probably not, but you'll still have this show to get you out of that crazy space, at least for a short while. The Daily Podcast is here. Yes, we do it every day. All the best stuff from today's show in one neat little package for your listening enjoyment. We started things off today by reacting to our weekend photo shoot. Oh, yes, John and I did not get all gussied up, but our listeners, Classic Cars, did. The MGK Classic Car Calendar will be upon us in about a month or so, and we had a great shoot over the weekend. Queen has a number one movie. That's right. After dominating the charts for many decades, they're now dominating the box office charts. Bohemian Rhapsody had a very successful opening run over the weekend. We talked about that. We learned four random facts and shared them with you. Christmas is already here for many people. John had a little rant over that, as it appears many people already have their Christmas lights on. And it's Monday morning, so you know we rounded up the stupid people making headlines to thin the herd with them. Enjoy! Here you go! It is the Daily Podcast!
Well, we're paying for yesterday today, Dave. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say, bounced out.
Steve, you missed out on a great day yesterday. Oh, we did the photo shoot for the Classic Rock car calendar.
Right, yep.
Oh, my
pristine
God.
Pristine day.
It was absolutely perfect. Our thanks to Mike Hoplamazian for letting us use his property. And literally 14 of the nicest people you would ever want to meet, right? Each one of them, this is the wildest thing, Steve. There were every car that came up was a driver. It was a driver car. It was like, you know, wasn't a classic car that just kept in the garage,
sure,
and took it out,
okay,
on nice Sundays. No, they used them. They were just great, great cars.
Cool. I got to get into car culture, man. Like the nicest people on earth.
Really, really, really nice.
Insanely,
you know,
nice.
You know,
spooky nice.
You know, and they said to us, they loved. This was the thing that got me the most. They loved the choice of cars. Everybody just stayed.
Yeah.
They just hung all day.
To see the next crop of cars.
Right. You know, and they loved the selection of cars. Nice. They said, oh my God, this is the perfect variety of cars. So I can't wait till the calendar comes out. Well, we'll have that next month sometime.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Today, the numbers came in as to what the number one film was this weekend, and it was, in fact, Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen movie.
All right,
it did $50 million in one weekend.
Really well.
Right, and that's just a three-day weekend. That's great. That's absolutely great. Now, you didn't realize it, or maybe you didn't notice it at all. Maybe you weren't in the theater at the time.
Right.
But when the movie opens, it's a 20th Century Fox movie, and when the movie opens, they do the theme. But the theme is Roger and Brian actually doing the theme. So this is Queen's intro to their own movie. Listen for the guitar.
I didn't notice that.
They may have held that last note a little longer than the norm, but I also found this morning, this is a three-year-old sitting in the back seat as mom drives a car, okay? Mm-hmm. And the three-year-old likes to sing, and she likes to sing Queen.
That's great.
And she goes on and on. I mean, it's just great. She gets lost for a little bit, and then her mom gives her a little cueing, and the next thing.
No, we will not let you go. Let him go. We will not let you go. Let him go. No.
Super cute.
I'll take that over Frozen any day.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
It's time for us to get to our random facts.
And now it's time for...
Four
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, five.
Start us off, Steve.
Well, America's greatest president, Grover Cleveland.
Okay.
His first name is actually Stephen.
Really?
Yes, and
with
it's spelled correctly with the P-H, E-N, and Grover was just his middle name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never knew
President
that.
Stephen Cleveland.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right, over to you, Cindy.
Herbs come from the leaves of a plant. Spices come from any part of the plant except the leaves.
What?
Whoa.
Huh. Yes, mind blown.
Wow.
All right, Dave?
Airlines make an average of less than $6 in profit per passenger.
But they lie a lot.
So. Well, I guess it bounces out then.
All right. And then lastly this morning, in 1983, NASA engineers asked Sally Ride if 100 tampons would be enough for her 1 week in space.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
And those are your
random
facts
for this Monday morning.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
Yesterday, I'm riding in the car. We're coming back from the photo shoot for the classic car calendar,
mm-hmm.
the CCC, as we like to call it. Right? Anyway. Right,
that's news.
I just made it up.
CQ.
All right. So we're driving back, and don't I hear it? And I'm going like, no, I'm sorry. I'm against it. All right. You got to wait till Thanksgiving, and then you could do all of the Christmas stuff you possibly want. But there was a damn CVS commercial or something. Right, I'm coming on the radio, and it was selling Christmas.
Wow!
No! We got to do Thanksgiving first. Although there's some research out by some guy named Stephen McCowan, right, who says, you know, well, you better go hard and get in tinsel, right? Because according to this psychoanalyst, he says people who decorate for Christmas early are happier than those who wait for a more reasonable time, like after Thanksgiving. Well, screw you, Stephen, right? Because all of my neighbors are pissing me off already.
Right? You're at Bah Humlegle already.
I don't care if you put up your Christmas lights. I'm going to put up my Christmas lights any day now, right? But don't turn them on.
Right.
You got to wait till after Thanksgiving, please. And speaking of CVS, did you see the picture of the woman from the CVS store?
No, I
what do you mean?
You ever been in a CVS?
Sure.
You buy something and you get like, you know, another foot of receipt.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 5.5 feet.
What?
5.5 feet. It's taller than the woman was. Right? That's how long her receipt was from CVS.
I'm going to use that as tinsel this year.
She bought gum. I mean.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen.
In the herd. In the herd.
This one's a little involved, so follow along. There's a 79-year-old doctor named Sue Ellen Lee in Columbia, Tennessee, who appeared in front of the Tennessee Board of Medical Examiners last month over a crazy case that she seems to be involved with. 79 years old. I want you to keep that in mind.
Okay.
Apparently, she borrowed $300,000 from an elderly patient who's been identified as EW. When EW asked her to pay it back, Lee diagnosed her with dementia. Right? And that meant that EW couldn't control her accounts anymore, so it looks like Lee figured out a way that she could hide the debt. But EW got another doctor to diagnose her who said he didn't find any signs of dementia whatsoever, so she filed a complaint against Sue Ellen. Lee denied it, well, at least some of it. She admitted she borrowed the money and made the dementia diagnosis, but she says that EW made up the rest because she was so angry with me because I hadn't paid her back and I said she was demented.
Oh, God.
Right? You're 79 years old. The chances of you being demented are just as good as this woman.
Pretty good.
Anyway, the board didn't believe the doctor. They made her turn over her medical license. She agreed to pay a fine and to pay back the loan in installments. But now the police are involved, and she's really in hot water.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
All right, 34-year-old Zachary Miller from Norcross, Virginia, was hungry, so he went to Subway.
Okay.
He ordered a sandwich while there, and when it was time to pay, he decided that he was going to jump over the counter and steal $100 from the register, and then he took off running.
Okay.
But Zach went back. because he was hungry. He had forgotten the sandwich that he ordered. So he went back to get his sandwich, he grabbed it, ran off again.
Forgot my foot long.
And for real this time, he wasn't going back. While the cops recognized him on surveillance, and he was wanted for several other charges.
Oh, good.
Not sure if it was just burglary.
Or sandwiches.
Or sandwiches. He was arrested in Tennessee on Tuesday.
That's Duke from Tennessee this morning. What do you got, Dave?
I'm going south for mine as well. A 68-year-old North Carolinian thought it was a great idea to booby trap his back door with a shotgun. Sadly for him, he forgot about the trap when he got a hankering to feed the squirrels. The shotgun blasted off and took a serious chunk out of his arm that apparently required a tourniquet. But that's not all. Apparently, the unnamed man has several such traps situated around his property, along with warning signs that greet anyone who would dare consider trespassing.
In the herd.
Maybe he'll go out and feed the squirrels a little further into the woods. Well, if you're going to commit a crime, you wouldn't want to wear something that doesn't make everyone stare at you. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, there's a 27-year-old woman named Ashley Curry in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, who just learned that lesson the hard way. She was busted last Monday afternoon for shoplifting Flonase nasal spray out of a Walmart. Right? And she was dressed in a full-body cow costume, complete with pink udders on the stomach.
Was she a Chick-fil-A?
This was two days before Halloween, so it wasn't, you know, just what do I feel like I'm wearing today? Well, the police didn't say why she was in the costume, but it was, you know, 2 days before Halloween, and they thought, okay, she's strange already. Anyway, when a cop went to search her, the woman turns to her and says, "Suck a pink cow on her." Now, it's not clear if that was supposed to be an insult or a bribe, but either way, she was arrested for shoplifting and resisting arrest.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
This is a topic that I normally don't get into on the air. I rarely get into it on the air, and we rarely as a show get into it on the air. But I don't know if you've noticed, but they've made it very clear that tomorrow is Election Day.
Right.
And especially for our younger listeners, all right, do not think that, well, my one vote don't count. All right, because I heard a report yesterday. It was really interesting. Do you know that Thomas Jefferson wouldn't have been president if it wasn't for one vote?
Yeah.
Right? There was one vote in the Electoral College. Mm-hmm. Same with for Harrison. Harrison was in the same boat.
Okay.
But I heard a story. Now, this didn't happen in our country, but I heard a story about a guy in it was India or Pakistan who was running for, you know, their government's Congress, mm-hmm. and lost by one vote.
Wow.
And it was later that day that he found out that it was his mother and his wife who hadn't got out and voted at all because they didn't think it mattered. And had those two voted, he would have been in their Congress. Folks, it's important. And I don't care what side you vote for. I don't care if you're red or blue, Republican or Democrat, if you like what's going on, if you don't like what's going on. What you'll hate is the fact that it will continue to go on or it will change because you did not vote. Get out there tomorrow.
Someone else to scratch your own itch. Don't yell about the choices if you didn't pull the lever. If you don't take care of that cold, you can't complain about the fever. You can't fight, you can't switch. If you don't vote, don't bitch. Cause I don't wanna hear it. Tell it to the booth. Register to win. Ain't it the truth? Don't come crying to me after the fact. If you spent that Tuesday flat on your back, you can't fight, you can't switch. If you don't vote, don't bitch. Don't scream from the couch or shout from your seat. Get up off your ass and get on your feet. It's only one vote, I heard someone say, but it's 4 long years versus 1 short day. You can't fight, you can't switch. If you don't vote, don't bitch. If you don't vote, don't bitch. If you don't vote, don't bitch. If you don't vote, don't bitch.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.